Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the lifestyle diva. That's right. And she's the lady who invented the cake cutter, the one where you measure the exact size of the cake that you want. And see, Debbie, I just take that that side piece off and just whack it right down the middle. You know, I go for the.
You know, it's adjustable, so we can get a big old.
Can I get like a 4-inch? Can I get like a 4-inch slice out of that thing?
You bet.
But now, when I get your autograph version, I won't use it. I'll mount it or put it up on a plaque or something.
Well, we'll get you one that you can use.
Okay, folks. Debbie and I are talking about. We've been talking about the. A little about entrepreneurship, how to get ready for the new year. But Debbie, I want to change subject just a tiny bit. It's connected to what we were talking about, but I want to talk to the ladies right now. Men have this ego that makes us think that we can solve problems, and even if we can't, even if we don't know how, even if we have no clue how to do it, we tend to be more likely to focus on a solution and get rid of it because it's our way of conquering things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it makes us look like we're not doing much because we've gotten rid of stuff. Now, maybe we got rid of some things we shouldn't have gotten rid of. Maybe we thought we solved it and we really didn't. But that's the way we think. Ladies are more likely to focus on managing a problem and thinking that that is the success, managing a problem well, instead of saying to themselves, you know, maybe this problem needs just to be, maybe I just need to get rid of it. I need to solve the problem or maybe just get over it. What do you think, Debbie?
Well, I think you are correct in that we do tend to think differently. And as a man, you've witnessed that many times. I think women are more likely, honestly, because of, I mean, and this is sheerly, you know, I'm going to talk from personal experience.
Yep.
Through the women in my family. You know, we've been the ones who've taken care of the family. We've had to deal with individuals. We've had to deal with situations, problems, whatever, in the home. And now when we're out in the business place, we're thinking of problems in the same way as we have always thought of them. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of dissecting the problem. And maybe we dissect, and I'm saying we as the collective, we, I'm not pointing to anybody in particular, but perhaps we dissect problems further than men tend to.
Overanalyze
men
them?
Men want to charge in, hit it over the head with an axe, and
yeah.
Finish.
Yeah, yeah.
And we tend to want to, you know, pick it apart and examine it and that kind of thing. And I think in many cases we go overboard in doing that. And
does it prevent you from making a critical decision at the right time?
Yeah, I think it might delay a critical decision. But
yeah.
On the other hand,
yeah.
You know, one of my favorite sayings, again, actually comes from my husband. If you want a quick answer, the answer is no.
Right, right.
Because if you make it too fast of a decision,
yeah,
it can be the wrong one. And if you don't take some time to examine, you're at peril of making a rash and inappropriate decision.
But the thing that I like to point out is that the great thing about women managers is they're collaborative and they get buy-in from everybody and that's a really important thing to a business process. But if you get too far in those weeds and if you don't say to yourself, okay, am I at a point where I need to quit managing this problem, I just need to solve it and get rid of it or get over it, women are less likely to get to that point than a guy is. And I think that if I could give ladies one thing, it would be the self-confidence to do that.
Yeah, and I would say you have to pick the point at which you stop taking input.
Say that again. Ladies, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, you actually have to get to the spot where you stop taking input from other people.
Is that more difficult for ladies than guys?
I think it is. Because we want to hear everybody.
Because see, guys, I want to say to guys, you have to get to the point where you start getting input from people.
Yeah, I think we got to meet in the middle someplace.
That's right.
Because, you know, I mean, we want to hear everybody's opinion. We want to hear, and you know, frankly, I don't want an opinion unless it's an informed one.
Right. You don't want a problem. You want a solution.
Exactly. So, you know, when it comes down to it, you're the person who has to make the decision.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like, I've got enough information, I've got enough input, now I have to put the decision in place. And being reluctant to do that weakens your position.
It makes you uncompetitive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the keys to solving that I found, and I learned this from a mentor, Debbie, make lots of decisions. Make lots of little decisions. And
if you make it better, and
when you make the wrong one, it's just a little wrong one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the key. Hey, Debbie, give us the website one more time.
It's debbiemeyer.com or hsn.com.
Thank you for being here. Such a good job today. Will you come back real soon?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. M-E-Y-E-R if you're Googling her. And she's all over the place. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.